Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, listening to their stories of their activities and their fun things that they do. And it's really quite interesting. It's quite interesting. I was sitting in the home of three little boys and two little girls. And they were all in their bedroom, and they were all discussing what they could do to take care of a problem that they were suffering in their home. And suffering is what they were doing. They were saying, you know, I don't like it that Mommy and Daddy are arguing all the time. That doesn't make me very happy. And Jamie said, well, there's a way to solve that. And John said, well, what's the way to solve that? Well, Jamie said, well, you know, the way to solve it is I know, because I do this all the time, and you saw me do it. When I go up to Daddy, I say, Daddy, I love you. And I do something nice for Daddy. And he gives me a big smile. And he is so happy. He is so happy. And then when I see Mommy is working in the kitchen, I go up to Mommy and I say, Mommy, is there anything that I can do to help you? And she says, no, not now, sweetheart. But Mommy, I'll set the table for you if you like. Well, thank you very much, Jamie. That's very lovely of you. You're a very wonderful girl. And then Mommy's all full of smiles and she's all full of happiness. Daddy, when I do nice things to him, he's all full of smiles and all full of happiness. Now, when Mama and Daddy are arguing with each other, all they need to do is to be filled with happiness, and then they won't argue. And if I fill them with my happiness, and maybe that'll help to have them be happy too. Now, what do you guys think of that? Well, what do we think of that? Jamie, you just have a happy attitude about yourself. And John said, yeah, Jamie, you're so lucky, you know, you just are a happy girl. And because you're a happy girl, everyone around you is happy. Well, wouldn't that be kind of nice to have Mommy and Daddy be happy too? Wouldn't that be nice to have Mommy and Daddy liking each other and saying nice things about each other instead of arguing? Well, sure. But do you think that we can make them stop arguing just because we are happy to them? And the rest of the kids were looking on and they were keeping quiet because they really hadn't thought too much about it. They were the younger ones, but they were listening. And Jamie and John were the older ones, and so Jamie and John were having a big discussion. And John said, well, how can we go around being happy to Mommy and Daddy and having them be happy with each other? How can we do that? Well, Jamie said, I think the best way to do that is just to do nice things for them. If all five of us kids were doing nice things for Mommy and Daddy, if we were all loving Mommy and Daddy and telling Mommy and Daddy how much we love them and how much we want them to be happy and how happy we are with them and what a wonderful Daddy and what a wonderful Mommy we have, we keep telling him this and keep saying this, I bet something good would happen. I bet something good, as I know it happens when I go around there, Jamie said. I know whenever I say something nice to Mommy or something nice to Daddy, that they have a smile on their face, and they might have been unhappy a moment before, but they have a smile on their face. Well, Jamie, how can we do that? Well, this is what I suggest. Jamie was just sort of the pompous little girl, but she was good. She was right. She was right. And she said, okay, now, each one of us, we will take it upon ourselves to go in and talk to Mommy or talk to Daddy or talk to both of them together or separate or whatever and say, you make the nicest mommy and daddy in the world. You're always so loving. You're always so thoughtful. You're always so considerate. Gee, it's so nice. And daddy does such nice things. It's so nice when daddy comes home from work and he goes in to the garage and starts working on his projects and stuff. It's so nice because there are things for us that he's doing, and it's so nice. And then another kid says, well, yeah, sure, it's nice. It's wonderful. And mommy, when you do things for us, oh, we feel so happy. Mommy, what makes me the happiest, you know what makes me the happiest, mommy, is when you take a moment and come sit on the back porch and watch me while I'm playing in the sandbox, because it feels so good when I have you watching me, when I have you looking at me, because it makes me feel so nice. And all the kids were thinking of ways that they could get mommy and daddy to be happy because they were being happy with them. And little by little, as the days went by, and the kids decided, this is what we're going to do, and they did it, mommy and daddy began to change. Mommy and daddy began to see nice things about their children. Mommy and daddy began to see nice things about each other. Mommy and daddy began to be liking each other. And it wasn't long at all. And pretty soon, mommy and daddy were just a lovey-dovey couple, and the kids got a lot more loving too. And Jamie said to John, John, can you see how it works? And John says, I sure do. I sure do. And all the other kids, they were much younger, and all the other kids says, yeah, we do too. But I didn't know that we could make the world a better world by just our being nicer people. Well, Jamie put her nose up and said, of course, all the world is a reflection of me. I heard mommy say that one time. All the world is a reflection of me, and whatever I am, that's what the world is. Mommy was so right. Well, she never told us that. Well, I'm telling you that. Well, can you see how it works? Yeah, I can. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and it's so nice having mommy and daddy so happy with each other once again. Oh, yes. In fact, it's been so long now, a couple of weeks now, and I didn't even realize that I didn't even remember that they were ever unhappy with each other. Well, let's forget it, shall we? And let's just remember they're always happy with each other. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, that's the kind of mommy and daddy I like. I'm going to have to tell my Jeannie next door, because Jeannie's having trouble too, because her mom and dad have been arguing about bills and stuff like that, Jeannie says, and I'm going to tell her what we do. Oh, boy. Okay. I think that's wonderful. Hey, you guys, Mr. Candleson, look, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. And that bag of pixie dust is filled with beautiful dreams for beautiful boys and girls. And he's going to sprinkle it on everybody in the whole world, mommies and daddies and boys and girls and everybody. So when you go to sleep tonight, you have happy, happy dreams. Now, jump into bed and call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hug them and kiss them and snuggle them. Oh, hug them so tight. And say, I love you. And then take your teddy bear and slide under the covers and say, good night. And mommy and daddy will tuck you in and say, good night, sweethearts. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's what I say as Mr. Candle. And I'll be back another day. And remember, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.